can tell. Thank you for listening, by the way. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
We've been on the air 3 years longer than we thought we would be.
Make that 3 years and 4 days.
Boy, we've been on the air together for almost 3.5 years, Donna.
Yeah. Is that right? What's our anniversary?
January 8th.
Really?
Yeah. Some dates stick out in my mind. Glad it wasn't the 6th.
What year?
And what? That would have been sort of commandeered by the Capitol riots. What year? 2018. Donna, I was 30. Hang on a second. I was 34 when I started this job with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm older now, Donna, and I'm grayer.
I know. Stand down. It's really disheartening watching your face sag more and more each day.
Oh,
ever since they put these cameras up, I'm the one who has to watch it.
Wait,
never mind. I didn't know what you meant. Okay, yes, I don't like looking at myself.
Yes.
Yes, queen.
You're funny.
Hey, I found the audio.
Okay.
So we were randomly, why did we even talk about this?
I don't recall. We were talking about
the world's
a tip.
Gonna know your name.
We were giving out tips, and you started singing something weird. And
anyway, it then reminded me of a TikTok video that we stumbled on last year of this spoof, this sort of parody of that song from Hamilton. In the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man? Alexander Hamilton. They call me Alexander Hamilton, but we found one, and it had panned perfectly. Once it said, what's your name, panned perfectly onto a very long business name that was on the side of a truck, the logo, and it was something like Hergen-Durgen-Burgers Plumbing, or something like that. Here is how the audio, and this is actually extended audio, Donna.
Oh, really?
And this means that if I ever attended Hamilton, it would be impossible for him to sing this song without this going on in our head.
And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
How do you spell the name of the business?
No, actually, I found a different video that uses that same audio, so I don't totally know. But it was it's best with the truck video of the business name because you see this really long Hergen-Durgen-Burger-Hers.
It's a long 20-foot truck and small font. It reaches from front to end, right? Yeah. Just some long
and it was just, and you could tell that they were like, what should we name the plumbing business? And they were like, should it just be Hergen-Durgen-Burger-Hers?
It's funny.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Herbert.
What's
your name, man?
Keep going.
We are such simpletons.
We are total idiots.
It's the little things in life.
What's the dumbest show on this station? It's ours, right? Like, who seems
hands down
the lowest IQ, the most easily distractible, just like stupid? It's got to be us.
Wow. And way I take to lump us into it with you.
It's got to be the three of us.
Oh, yes. God. It definitely is.
A lot of ADD going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Other shows get real. They get real serious about things at times and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the middle of a random story, and the world's going to know your name. I shouldn't have done that.
Okay, I have a story. Tom Arnold, you know who he is?
Yes, I do.
Of course. His sister, Lori, apparently was once a major meth dealer in the Midwest.
Oh, that Midwest meth.
Yes. And now he's trying to get a scripted show about her off the ground. And he wants Margot Robbie to play his methy sister.
You know, Margot's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's that supposed to mean?
He said because she's a badass and it would be like she could do a total transformation similar to what Charlize Theron did in Monster. So this woman's name is Lori Arnold, and she was such a big time drug dealer in the Midwest that they nicknamed her the Queen of Meth. At one point, she was earning up to $200,000 a week.
Oh,
whoa.
Then
what am I doing?
She spent 15 years in prison.
Oh,
and then she finally cleaned up her act. And now there's a show about her on Discovery called The Queen of Meth. You want to hear the trailer?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Here we go.
Oh, sorry. One second here.
Oh, sorry.
My apologies.
Ain't no big deal.
Ain't no thing. Herbie, I got my bad here. Oh, Queen of Meth. I'm going to watch this today.
Well, meth is
meth is very damaging.
Ever since Bryan Cranston made it
popular, cool. I guess.
Definitely not.
Yes, popular, cheap. Not cool.
Yeah, not cool. Popular.
I chose the wrong words.
Ready? Okay. You guys want to hear this?
Yes, absolutely.
My name is Lori Arnold. I'm a material technician. The money I make a week, I used to make that in a few minutes. Even though it was 30 years ago, I'll always be remembered as the Queen of Meth.
Lori was truly a kind of a pioneer, moving upwards of 10 pounds at a time.
It was just so easy to bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Like the people that created the tech world in Silicon Valley, his sister created the meth world.
I lasted about 6 years, and then all hell broke loose. ATF, FBI, and OPD. I'm like, where's AC/DC?
Money's the root of all evil.
I'll shut the hell up.
Oh my God.
That might be rather interesting. I don't know if that show would be more interesting or the scripted show. Probably that show.
Absolutely. I want to know everything about her.
I mean, she sounds like she's got a cigarette hanging out of her mouth.
Right. Oh, yeah, she's got like a sleeveless shirt on and a tattoo on her arm of like a naked woman.
Snake wrapped around it.
Whoa. Queen of Meth.
Down. Why don't you sit down, you little pansy? I'm about to tell you a story that's going to melt your face off.
My favorite part was when it seemed like her brother was at Tom Arnold came in and compared her entrepreneurship to those of Silicon Valley. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a bridge we can grasp.
Wow.
Only family.
I'm going to Google her during the break.
Queen of Meth.
Queen of Meth on Discovery Plus, which I don't have. I hear it's great, though.
Wonder what the all hell broke loose was in her life.
Maybe being arrested?
But I wonder if there were other things that led up to before that happened. Was she losing money? Did a deal go sideways?
Her brother was really famous and she was struggling. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some yes, jealousy. Queen. When we come back. When we come back on the Donna and Steve show, we got some studies.
How about this? Ponder this during the break. Nearly 80% of us are blank because of the pandemic. See if you can figure that out. An interesting study.
Pregnant.
Okay. We'll be right back. It's Donna and Steve.
Hey, we got to say a quick thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring this podcast.
And for keeping my groin comfortable. I love Chill Boys. I love their boxer briefs. They are the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs that I've ever slid on to my body. No, I slide them on. You know why I slide them on? Because as they come up over my extremely well-developed thighs, I feel the cooling sensation. You feel it immediately. Donna, you do. You have felt it too. Yeah, they're made for guys, but you've tried them on. You know what I'm talking
about. Yes, women like them too. I like to wear them around the house. They are absolutely the most comfortable pair of underwear that I have ever worn. That's because they source the best high performance and eco-friendly fabrics that the guys behind Chill Boys could find.
Yeah, you know what that fabric is? It's bamboo. You're putting bamboo on your legs. You think it's going to be noisy and clank around like panda food, but it's not. It's very comfortable. I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable undies you'll ever wear.
Bamboo material has natural antibacterial properties, so it'll keep you free from odor. It'll keep you cool down there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Get 15% off your first purchase at chillboys.com.
Use the promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys. Comfort where it counts.
Hey, good morning. You're listening to Donna and Steve on MYTALK 107.1. Everything entertainment. Appreciate you guys. So much so that we brought a study to share with you today.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Nearly 80%. 20% of us are blank because of the pandemic.
Pregnato.
She said pregnant. Nearly 80% of women got pregnant during the pandemic.
All right, that was crazy. I want to guess, though, because I didn't look at this study.
This is great. I think it's surprising and probably true.
Are more productive.
No, but you're barking up the right tree, good buddy.
I am? Okay. Grant, you want to help out a little bit?
I'm thinking...
Or you just want to be a freeloader right now?
No.
Honestly, you leech. Sorry.
80% of us are what? Blank because of the pandemic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. More self-sufficient.
Ooh, good one.
Okay, like that. Probably also true. 80% of us say that we are smarter.
Oh.
Because of the pandemic.
Interesting. I don't know that I agree with that for myself.
You don't think so?
No.
We've read more and we've learned more. We looked into hobbies. We started reading more books.
Did we though?
We tried.
I know we said we were going to, but did we?
We all started pretty hot though. Last April, when I was like, listen, guys, it's called Sunday Night Sketch. We will do it as a family. And by the end of this, we'll be of our own little Pixar thing, man. I drew the genie once, and then I was like, yeah, I'm done.
It's a lot of work to draw.
Drawing's really fun. There are great YouTube tutorials for it. Maybe people learned how to do some home decor things, how to work with wood. Maybe that. Smarter when you're learning things like that.
What are some things that you achieved during...
A chove, I think.
Oh, is it a chove? Oh, my bad.
What?
Excuse me.
It's the grammar police. Use proper grammar, please.
What is something you a chove during the pandemic?
Excuse me.
We're being sarcastic.
I know.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. No, he didn't. No,
Grant did not get smarter during the pandemic.
No,
nope.
No. I've actually seen him get a little dumber.
As the days have gone on. Yeah. Yes.
Usually it's a Monday through Friday slide. Okay. What is something that I achieved? Well, can I do this sketching thing? I read some books. I read a little more.
Okay.
I read a little more. What, I can't read anymore?
No, you can read.
You're the reading police. What, is she a librarian?
Hardly.
How
about I did a lot
you?
Of house stuff. I did painting. I, you know, got rooms painted, bathrooms
I did that
painted.
Too, yes.
I got my cabin almost completely painted, did some upgrades there.
I
did some landscaping.
I painted my garage.
There you go.
I not the door, the interior of the garage.
Right, the walls.
And then all of the walls. Remember when Lou and the kids left early for Christmas last year and I painted the garage and then I painted the living room, the dining room, and the kitchen.
Oh.
And I would stay up until like 2 in the morning.
Look at that. See, you've gotten things done. Even if we didn't get smarter, maybe we were more productive than we normally would have been.
Yes.
I just wish we had maybe another year.
Yeah. Yep. It's like the end of high school and we're like, I should have applied myself.
Yeah.
You see, the funny thing is you do have another year. You just got to utilize your time how you want to use it.
Oh, hey, guys, Tony Robbins is here. No, I'm kidding, Grant. I'm kidding.
I know.
Oh, jeez. 38% of us feel more open to trying new things. And 7 in 10 of us have added a trendy hobby. The top cool hobbies that we've added include at-home workouts. I've done that. Baking bread, the sourdough movement.
Mm-hmm.
And making TikTok videos. I just was looking at TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
I do have a little sense of FOMO when I look at TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have had some people say, oh, dude, you should get on TikTok. TikTok is made for your brain.
It is.
But I have gone on there a couple of times and found I don't want to commit the time to learning how to edit. I mean, all it would take probably is 30 minutes of watching YouTube videos, tutorials, how to do things, and then going from there. But I don't know. And then I watch, and there are some people doing some very funny, entertaining things on there. And other stupid things that go to waste of time and thirst traps, but...
It feels like a part-time job.
PTJ.
Like, if you're going to do it every day, you got to commit. To me, it feels very overwhelming.
Yeah, well, but it's overwhelming if you do it as a everyday thing. That's why you got to, I need more consistency in the world of social media. I think I went, there was a month stretch, April into May, that I just did two posts on Instagram in a span of a month, where normally I'd be doing, you know, multiple a week whenever mm-hmm. I'm entertained by it. I don't know. I just
Steve.
Get a little FOMO feeling when I go to TikTok.
Well, that's cute.
Little FOMO. Like, oh, this would be fun. Any stupid idea you have, it can live on TikTok.
Do it. Hannah will help you. Hannah.
I already did my how to use a spoon tutorial on TikTok.
And oh, that's a good one.
People really benefited from it. I think it was a very big...
I'm more of a spork person myself.
Oh, you would be. Mm. A lot of great impressions on TikTok, by the way. Follow Frank Caliendo. Great.
Have you just, I'm curious, because lately you've talked a lot about Frank Caliendo. You've known about him prior yes. to this era. Okay, because I was like, yes. this guy has been doing this for years, but it's just in our conversations lately, you brought him up lately.
Yeah, because I've seen him popping up on TikTok, and he does these tutorials on how to do mm-hmm. impressions. He's got the best. For me, he has the greatest impression yes. ever, which is John Madden.
Yeah. His John God.
Madden is as good as an impression has ever been yes. in my book. If you want to go and never hum and never hum and never hum and never hum. All right, listen. Yeah. Coming up after the break, it is a Confession Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 11:30, hour 3, if you listen on the podcast, we open the confessional. No judgment here. The question we'd like you to answer today is this. What's the strangest thing somebody might find under your bed right now?
You tell us. And then we will judge you. But then we'll say we don't judge you.
Correct.
Yes. All right.
651-641-1071. You can call now. It's next.
Warm weather is finally here. It's summertime and the perfect time to join the Y. The Y has outdoor pools and splash decks at locations throughout the area for fun days with family and friends. And here's the best part. If you join by May 13th, you'll get $5 enrollment and 25% off dues for the whole summer. Swim on over to ymcanorth.org and join today.
Hi. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 1071 Everything Entertainment. Call us 651-641-1071 and tell us what's under your bed.
I have a bit of a confession.
The confessional is open.
Can you keep a secret?
I've been a bad girl.
It's Confessions with Donna and Steve.
These are my confessions.
On My Talk 1071.
Would you like to go first?
For me, it's probably one of two things. Either a baseball bat.
Oh, nice.
Me too. Which is in case an intruder comes in.
I've got one next to mine, right on the edge underneath as well.
How come I didn't get that memo? Am I supposed to have a bat under my bed?
Sure, just another option to have.
I do have mace, or pepper spray rather, not mace.
I also have, we have a Theracane under there.
A what? What?
A Theracane is like an S-shaped cane. Imagine a cane.
Oh,
instead
yes.
of, and it helps to like massage parts of your back and get some real like acupressure style.
I see.
They're awesome.
Okay.
How about you, D-Bone?
I have like a piece of stereo equipment under mine.
What's that doing under there?
I don't know. I think it was supposed to go in the garbage. So I have an ex who left a lot of stuff at my house, and I probably should reconnect it because I have speakers in my kitchen, but I don't know how to hook them up. Like they're on the wall, built into the wall, and I don't know how to hook up the
receiver to those.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Grant.
I'll come over when you're full back. So I'll come over. We'll get it set up.
Thank
no problem.
You. Okay, great. So that's the weirdest thing. For me, otherwise it's, you know, run-of-the-mill stuff.
Here's one from Felicia. She sent an email and said, hey guys, this just happened yesterday. I grabbed a shirt that was on the floor halfway under the bed. I pulled it out and a handful of acorns rolled out.
I saw that.
We have a flying squirrel in the house, more specifically in the bedroom. We live in the North Woods of Minnesota, so it's not a total surprise. Remember I had to kill a weasel with a shovel to save my chickens?
No.
Thanks for reminding us of that.
Okay, Felicia. Wait a second, Felicia. I like that you're just kind of accepting the fact that you have a flying squirrel. Not just a squirrel.
A flying one.
It's flying.
Can you imagine in the middle of the night?
No.
You hear, what was that?
No.
And it was this, how about those flying squirrels?
No.
With their webbed arm to leg situation. Mm-mm. Born with a PE parachute, essentially. Like a skydiver
suit. I don't want to think about it. Let's go to the phones. I'm upset. You upset me.
You are the worst. Hi there. Welcome to the confessional on Donna and Steve. Who's this?
Hi, Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Well, hi, Dave.
Hi.
Susie, is this my confession? Susie, wait a minute. Listen up. We're asking the questions here. I didn't even know if you were still alive because you had cold-shouldered us. Listen, you had cold-shouldered us so hard, and we have mentioned you multiple times during the last year.
I know. I'm terrible.
But what's going on? How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm on my way to Target right now, so I thought I'd give you guys a buzz.
Oh, wonderful.
In the car and tell you what's going on under my bed.
Yeah, listen, we're all ears. Tell us everything.
Well, first of all, I have a big-size hammer. And it's right, you know, when I can get up and reach it. And then I have part of an oak tree out of there. But the biggest, that's also for protection. But the biggest thing is bones. I have bones from here to holy heck. And they're little bones and big bones. And they're my dog's collection. And I leave them there for her.
Oh, dog bones.
I thought you said phones.
Bone here and a bone there.
I knew she said bones, but then I was getting worried if she was putting out a bit of a criminal vibe. She was like, I got this real big hammer, a bag of bones.
And a stash of Motsies.
Pardon me?
I said, and a stash of Motsies under there?
Oh, you know what? I kind of gave Motsies up, but every time I think of you guys, like, you know, Steve, you said we were going to put up a booth at the State Fair. It's coming pretty fast.
It's coming, and we're very hopeful that there's going to be a fair and maybe even a normal State Fair this summer. What's your problem? Why'd you give up the Arby's drive-through mozzarella sticks that you turned me on to? I then had them. They were delicious.
Well, you know what? I don't work at Walmart anymore, so I don't go to Arby's that much.
Oh, I see.
We don't have an Arby in the part of the woods that I live in. So I live in North Branch. So Cambridge is where the Arby's is.
Yeah, and Cambridge is where that's the Walmart that you were working as a greeter at.
Right,
I'm just so delighted to hear your voice, Susie. You should have seen, if you were watching on video, Donna and I, when we heard your voice, both of our eyes opened like, wait, is that the Susie?
Well, I missed you guys too, and I've got to get better here because you know what? It's so much fun. You guys make my day when I can talk with you and give you a little crap to think about.
Well, we have missed you so very much, Susie.
Lovely to hear from you. And don't be a stranger. Call in again soon, okay?
I will. You guys take care. I love you. Keep up
the
good
work. We love you too, Susie.
Love you too, Susie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Susie's really the reason we coined the term.
Susie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where it came from?
Yes.
The reason why we're mentioning Motsie sticks, if anyone is wondering, the first time or two it felt like that she called in, she was in a drive-thru about to order mozzarella sticks at an Arby's drive-thru. And it was just, oh, yeah, I think I can squeeze in a call to Don and Steve real quick. And then, Susie, are we bothering you? Yeah, I'm just picking up Motsie sticks from Arby's. And they're great. Their mozzarella sticks are so good.
She let off the phone call. I go, so what do you have under your bed? She goes, bones. And I go, what kind of bones? She goes, just wait and you'll find out. I was like, okay, I'm just going to roll with it.
Oh, my God, I love it. She's adorable.
Now, Dawn, I must tell you this.
Okay.
I cannot go to the My Talk page through Facebook right now.
Okay.
It will not pull it up on my app. 2 days in a row, I don't know what's
going
on.
You've been blocked.
Did it Hannah block me?
That would be awesome.
Oh my God, I bet she did.
Would that would be so Hannah.
Oh wow. Kirsten just sent us. Okay, under my bed, I have an odd combination. Heating pad, bin of toys for sexy time, Christmas wrap kit. I think that sounds pretty,
standard.
Standard. Yeah. Okay, good.
Can't have any sexy toys if you have any children in the house and they're like, Mom, what's this?
That's true.
Lightsabers? No.
Thanks for the glimpse into your personal life. Okay.
Well, mine. Yeah. Oh, cover the screens. Yeah, let's cover them up. Okay.
Here are some answers, okay?
Okay.
These are the strangest things we might find under your bed. Julie said probably a hairball from her cat. Alyssa says, my kitten likes to hide things under my bed, and a few days ago, she stole a sweet potato, and I haven't been able to find it, so I'm hoping it's under there.
Probably under the bed.
My daughter's phone keeps saying her AirPods are under her bed, but there's so much random junk, we can't find it. Wow.
Someone is.
Nope. My cats, if they sneak under, oh, lots of cats. Empty dog food containers from their wet food meals in the evening. Our dogs hide them. Wow, you've got a lot of animals that hide things.
Under the bed, too.
Our hedgehog, the night he escaped. What? I want more details on that.
Please.
There might be a pillow under there, mouse traps, and a huge flashlight.
Oh.
I would not be able to sleep listening to snaps under my bed of mice. My dogs are under the bed. Oh, wow. This person just put it right out there. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to read it, but it's what you think it is.
What, every kid stores under their bed?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Nope. It's a lady thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amy said a turkey platter.
A little late night snack.
She has no storage for it.
Oh, charcuterie board.
Oh, wow. Yep. Snorkeling equipment. Carol Baskin's husband.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Enough hair to make a whole new cat.
Oh.
The leaves for my dining room table. Oh, that's a good spot for them.
That's where I put mine, actually. That and old pictures I don't want to hang.
Right, me too. Really? Frames. I have frames. Frames.
A bunch of framed pictures that I don't hang anymore, just under the bed.
Oh, Lynn has an escape ladder. Good thinking.
Oh, that is good thinking.
Yes. A bat.
For a fire. Like for a fire, Greg, if you need to get out of the window.
Thank you.
Yeah, they actually make one that I believe you can, closes up pretty tight.
Oh,
yeah,
hanging over the edge?
I think they sold that on Shark Tank.
I think you're right, Steve.
Smart. Merger!
I'm going to get one. An AK-47, because Merca.
Whoa.
Card table. Cairo, that's her cat. A knife and a handgun. Marty Stewart. She has a cardboard stand-up of him under her bed.
Oh, that's fun.
Those are good. These are interesting. Holiday decorations. Steve, did you say what you had? Oh, yeah, you have a bat.
A bat and a theracane. Yeah. Bat and a theracane. And probably a flip-flop under there, too.
Nice. It kind of bugs me when there's too much stuff under the bed. Like, in the guest room, I store, all my purses, off-season. Purses.
Off-season purse. Who are you? The editor in chief at Vogue?
Yep.
Off-season. Yep.
Well, yeah. You don't want fuzzy purses in the summer, and big, heavy, fluffy.
Off-season purses. How many purses do you have?
Too many.
You're a purse lady?
I'm a purse lady. I like accessories. I like costume jewelry.
What keeps you from wearing them at work?
Accessories?
Yes.
The pandemic.
I will really miss blaming the pandemic. COVID. Our time's running out for that.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, over.
Mm-hmm.
We had our chance to get smarter. Hey, yeah. I didn't mean it. No, you're looking great.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going really great.
Everything is going great. What's your problem?
Nothing's your problem. What? My problem?
Look at me. I look professional. You look like a bum.
Hey! I'm in my closet. Look, I have makeup on.
So you would think you would pick a better outfit.
I just thought this
do like the shirt.
I was going to say, that is a killer shirt.
Donna got it for me for Christmas. We used to do a gift exchange.
And Steve gave me a sweatshirt that says, I'm Donna doing Donna things.
Perfect. Perfect for her. So good. You want to bring it back this year? We'll do it. Let's do it again. We'll do the Christmas gift exchange. $250 limit. $200 minimum.
Okay, whatever. We got to go.
Let's do it.
All right, final stretch of the show when we come right back. And what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want from me?
Let's talk
about Chernobyl.
There's a crazy thing happening right now in Chernobyl. I read an article that said when humans can return to a normal civilization in Chernobyl, someone's already there. I'll tell you who when we come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
All right. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Steve, did you ever watch that that miniseries Chernobyl?
The first episode.
You didn't finish it?
Oh. I didn't finish it.
Oh, so good.
I stopped. The kids were playing in snow, which was nuclear ash.
Right.
That was when I stopped. I thought it was a little slow. You know, it was a problem of expectations, Chernobyl, because everybody was like, oh my gosh, we love this show. And then the first episode just felt sort of slow, but I hear it's great.
It's great.
I hear it's great.
So good. I mean, so terrifying that that really happened. Thank you.
The headline reads, this morning I saw Chernobyl on Twitter, and then it said, the world's most unlikely nature reserve. Wildlife is thriving in Chernobyl.
What?
This is very bizarre, but apparently it's now being reclaimed by nature, as 35 years ago, 350,000 people were evacuated from the territory after one of humanity's worst nuclear disasters. This story from Euronews. Ukrainian authorities say the area may not be fit for humans for another 24,000 years. Whoa. Today, however,
what?
It serves as one of the most unlikely nature reserves. Among the Chernobyl exclusion zone, endangered animals are thriving, including these Przewalski horses. So apparently you have some animals that had been endangered. They go to Chernobyl and our guests are no longer threatened by people, by industrialization, etc. And it's just wild territory that they have taken over. And it's really weird. I mean, if you see pictures of Chernobyl right now, it's just crazy. It's just so abandoned and left the way it was and just really, really bizarre. For many decades, these horses, the Przewalski horses, were considered the last truly wild horse in the world. In the 1970s, they were almost rendered extinct in the wild, but a captive breeding program managed to rescue them from extinction. And now, today, several hundred live in the wild in the steppes of Asia and in Europe. But there's...
Europe!
Guys can't get through one word.
Dang it. Now, you just ruined a whole continent for me. I ruined a song for you. You said, hold my beer, I'll ruin a continent.
Bye. Europe.
Europe. Oh my gosh, baby, you're saying Europe. Duh. Anyway, the horses are doing very well in Chernobyl. 24,000 years before we can get back to Chernobyl.
What?
That's when they think humans can re-civilize, repopulate. 24,000 years.
What? Okay.
Here comes a question I won't be able to answer, everybody.
There's so many questions. Like, what about the neighboring communities? Like, how far is the next?
Yeah, don't worry. We're not in Chernobyl. See, that's the line right there. We're fine.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, when do you determine that's not okay?
And how... And if people can't live there, how are these animals surviving?
That's
and like
my question.
Eating that, breathing that air and eating that grass? And
that's what I was wondering.
I don't know.
Are we getting any new species or any?
Well, they're saying there's no radioactivity. There's no proof that it poses a threat, I guess.
But who's going to want to be the lab rat? Well, I guess probably rats and horses. But in terms of human, would you want to be the first human? What would you rather do? A year in Chernobyl or a year on Mars? Do you want to be the first person to try to go to Mars or the first person to go to Chernobyl? By the way, Mars, not sure if you've heard. So, you know, we got that lunar thinger up there, the rover guy. They keep sending back pictures. It's incredible. The video and pictures that we're getting from it are really, really stunning.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's so interesting.
Oh, you nailed it. That word.
It is a cool view to something it's that so we've never seen before. And they keep, every time they send stuff down, it's new and it's just stuff that I never thought could even be possible. So I love that it's a constant, like, learning experience as we're going through this. And I love space, so I'm all about the whole... When I heard NASA was going down, I was bummed, man. So I love that we're getting back into this whole space exploration.
I think it's really cool, too. I think it was 60 Minutes that had a story on it. Yes, Anderson Cooper was there, and they were talking about the rover mm-hmm. that they had. And what's making a huge difference this time around on Mars, the Chernobyl of space, is that it's the drone that they have, the fact that they have something that flies, as opposed to just the rover, which goes very slow on Mars. This drone can fly all over the place.
What was it that they were talking about that goes like 350 miles per hour? It's the actual ship getting it there, right? Like the spaceship? I have no understanding.
I don't know. A plane goes 500 miles an hour. I would imagine that ship goes faster, but maybe not.
No, nobody know.
How do?
What do you know?
How do rockets do what they do? You ever seen these? They go straight up into the air, Donna. That's truly crazy. They go straight up into the air, and then they just keep going, and then they leave Earth, and then they arrive where they've told it to arrive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. You know, when I lived in Texas, it was commonplace to see, I don't know, it's like plane. I didn't understand it. It was like planes with the rocket attached to them. Just flying in the sky. And I'm like, anybody else going to say anything about that? And they're like, oh, yeah, we see them all the time. Because Houston, you know?
Mm-hmm. We used to live in New Mexico near a military base. And you would see these military aircraft fly over you. It was so almost awe-inspiring, intimidating. It was, like you could feel the air shaking as they were flying over. Really, really cool. Looked like something out of the Avengers. I saw a big plane like that in Eden Prairie last week.
You did?
Yeah. I was like, if we're at war, somebody warn a brother. You know what I mean?
Even just hearing a helicopter over your house, you're like, all right, what's going on? I got to get on the next door app.
Okay, Karen. When we lived in Southern California, they routinely have the helicopters, Grant, you know, with the spotlight when they're looking for somebody.
Right.
And you just be like, oh, they're trying to find someone.
I was out in San Diego, right, kind of not too far from Miramar there, where that you would constantly see jets. And my experience, what I thought was my first earthquake, but it was actually a sonic boom. I had no idea. I got out of the shower, floor was shaking a little bit, and then I was like, oh, that was an earthquake. Come to find out, no, that was just a sonic boom from the military testing.
Wow. Not too far.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
Also, probably worth mentioning that I am an earthquake survivor.
You are? Did you get through one? Yeah.
I got to one, yeah, lunchtime. And I was like, oh, the whole building is shaking.
Where were you?
I was in Azusa, California. And immediately I went under the table.
Like you were at an office?
I was at a cafeteria on campus.
Oh.
And then the whole building started shaking. And I got under that table in a jiffy. Mm. Hashtag warrior.
I knew you would do that. I knew it.
Okay,
all right, good talk, guys.
I'm leaving.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. We'll see you tomorrow at 9.
Yeah,
okay. We'll be better tomorrow.
Yeah, will we, though? Twin Cities Live today, 3 o'clock, Channel 5.
All right.
Low J, 3 o'clock, right here.